Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A high-level diplomatic visit to two key East Asian nations, marking a significant milestone in India's Act East policy, is what we are focusing on today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has embarked on a four-day East Asia visit, covering Mongolia and South Korea, signifying the first high-level Indian engagement with the Republic of Korea since ROK President Lee Jae-myung's state visit to India in April 2026. This visit is crucial as it anchors India's Act East policy in the strategically vital regions of Northeast and East Asia. First, let's delve into Mongolia, a landlocked country situated between Russia and China, pursuing a third neighbor foreign policy to balance its two giant neighbors by cultivating partners such as India, Japan, and the United States. For India, Mongolia is often described as a spiritual neighbor due to the shared Buddhist heritage, with the two nations linked through Tibetan Buddhism and centuries of cultural exchange. What makes this significant is that Jaishankar's talks in Ulaanbaatar focus on connectivity, mineral cooperation, and people-to-people links, deepening a partnership that compensates for the absence of a direct land corridor. This is an important aspect of India's engagement with Mongolia, as it seeks to strengthen ties with a country that is not only a strategic partner but also a nation with which India shares a deep cultural bond. Now, let us turn to South Korea, a nation with which India has upgraded ties to a special strategic partnership. The economic relationship between India and South Korea rests on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, which has been in force since January 2010 and is now under review and upgrade to reflect a changed trade landscape. Crucially, the key agenda items for discussion during Jaishankar's visit to South Korea include semiconductors, where Korean expertise complements India's semiconductor mission and fabrication ambitions. Artificial intelligence is another area of focus, with cooperation on AI research, talent, and standards. Additionally, critical minerals and supply chains are a significant aspect, as both nations seek to reduce dependence on single-source suppliers, a shared China Plus One interest. The review of the CEPA is also a vital component, aiming to address the trade imbalance and non-tariff barriers facing Indian exporters. It is worth pausing here to note that Jaishankar's keynote at the Jeju Forum, a leading regional gathering on peace and cooperation, will articulate India's Indo-Pacific vision and its convergence with like-minded partners. This is a significant opportunity for India to outline its strategic perspective and engage with key stakeholders in the region. But why does this visit matter? The twin-stop itinerary captures the breadth of Act East, encompassing an emerging continental partner rich in minerals and a developed maritime economy that is a technology powerhouse. The central challenge with South Korea is the persistent goods trade imbalance, which an upgraded CEPA must address through better market access for Indian pharmaceuticals, services, and agricultural products. With Mongolia, the binding constraint is geography and connectivity, which India seeks to overcome through air corridors and value-added cooperation in mining. So what exactly changed? The way forward is to convert diplomatic warmth into concrete projects, such as Korean investment in Indian semiconductor and electronics manufacturing, joint critical mineral ventures, and a recalibrated CEPA that delivers reciprocal gains. This is essential for strengthening the partnership between India and South Korea, as well as enhancing India's engagement with Mongolia. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, has been in force since January 2010 and is under review. Mongolia follows a third neighbor policy, while India calls it a spiritual neighbor due to shared Buddhist heritage. India and Mongolia hold the joint military exercise Nomadic Elephant. India and South Korea share a special strategic partnership. The Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity is a major regional dialogue hosted by South Korea. The visit is the first high-level engagement since ROK President Lee Jae-myung's April 2026 India visit. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS2 or international relations as it covers India's bilateral relations, the Act East policy, and the effect of policies of developed and developing countries on India's interests. For prelims, remember the CEPA, which has been in force since 2010, the Jeju Forum, and the Third Neighbor policy. For mains, consider how India's Act East policy balances continental and maritime partners in East Asia. In conclusion, this diplomatic visit highlights the significance of India's Act East policy and its engagement with key nations in the region, underscoring the importance of strengthening partnerships and addressing challenges to promote mutual growth and cooperation. The visit's outcomes will have a lasting impact on India's strategic position in East Asia, shaping the country's relationships with Mongolia and South Korea.